and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. My guest today is Clay Clark. He is back. He is an author. He's a business coach, the host of the Thrive Time Show. And of course, he organizes the Reawaken America Tour, which I'm sure you're all very familiar with. We're going to tell you where you can get tickets to the next one. I believe it's going to be in Michigan in June. And if you want to support my work, please go to the links below or go to CourtneyTurner.com, and I spell my name like Courtenay, C-O-U-R-T-E-N-A-Y, and we have all sorts of great ways. We are going to be putting together a specific Gives and Go for the Geneva Project that we are raising money, because I've been invited to be part of the Inspired Leadership Global Summit so that we can counteract the WHO and all of their evil plans, and hopefully we can stop them. So, well, without further ado, we're going to bring Clay on because we don't have that much time with him. How are you doing, Clay?
I tell you what, we are watching many, many events simultaneously occur in what I would call the first big worldwide event since COVID. If you remember, I think everybody out there, before we all met each other, you know, there was this talk in the media about there's a virus coming from China. And it may cause a lockdown and a pandemic. And then
tonight at Channel 8, two cases reported of people having COVID in China. 18 cases in Maryland. Tonight, four cases in Texas.
And every night there was fear, fear, fear. Will we do a lockdown? Will we do a lockdown? I'm seeing that same level of hype leading to the April 8th eclipse.
I am too. Yeah, they're. I've heard some speculation that they're going to use this as an excuse to execute martial law. They're closing schools. Did you see this? Some schools are closing.
Oh, that's they're crazy. Closing school. Well, okay, there's a lot of things people need to know about this event, but NASA, which in Hebrew stands for deception or to beguile. Yes. That's what NASA means in Hebrew. NASA, N-A-S-A, in Hebrew means deception. Okay, yes. NASA is shooting up. And I'm not making this up. There's three rockets. They're shooting at the eclipse. What? They're shooting rockets at the eclipse, and they're calling this mission the Serpent Deity. Oh, that's a great name.
The APEP. Yeah.
Serpent Deity. You know, somebody in the control room is going,
isn't that a little bit obvious there?
They're calling it Serpent Deity. Come on. It's Snake God.
It's the Snake God, APEP. It's ancient Egyptian mythology.
Right.
So you got it's atmospheric perturbations around the eclipse path.
Ooh. Okay.
And then CERN
firing up their large Hadron colliders. Now, CERN has a stated goal of recreating the Big Bang and isolating the God particle. Yes. They're located on top of the former Temple of Apollo in Geneva, Switzerland. Their logo is 666. CERN is powered by the Google quantum computer, whose logo is 666. They're opening portals into other dimensions. Stephen Hawking says, hey, the former atheist scientist says, hey, if you guys are successful, the problem is you may end humanity. So CERN decided to restart their Hadron Collider on the day of the eclipse. And then just this morning, in the last 24 hours, the Biden administration has now rolled out their third gender. You can choose if you want to on all official documentation for our nation. So now you can choose gender X. And the symbol they're painting over the U.S. with the eclipse is an X. And the name of the new social media platform where soon Elon Musk says you'll be able to buy or pay or sell or do phone calls or video calls is called X.
It's going to be WeChat, but better. That's what he said.
Right. And by the way, WeChat is the Chinese program that allows the Chinese platform that allows for the social credit score to be implemented. So I see all these events converging as they're about ready to unleash the beast.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Have you heard of the AI World Society? This is the UN Centennial. It's in partnership with the Boston Global Forum. So Michael Dukakis, who is the former governor of Massachusetts, wrote this book, Remaking the World, the Age of Global Enlightenment. They're talking about like creating a digital, essentially a cyber Satan.
That's exciting.
Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard about this. I can say that I do know, as statements of fact, that AI, artificial intelligence, Musk claims that he and Sam Altman started it. Sam Altman has said that AI, the co-founder of OpenAI, says that if AI is successful, it will cause universal basic income. Mm-hmm. I know that Elon Musk has described AI as summoning the demon. Yes. I know that. I know that Bill Gates funded AI with $1 billion, OpenAI with $1 billion. I know that many people who are close to CERN or AI, they refer to CERN and artificial intelligence as the beast. Mm-hmm. And so if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, and someone says, well, I don't believe in the Bible. It's okay. They believe in Satan. So here we go. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Well, guess what? The Euphrates River is drying up. China and Russia are teaming up. We continue to verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, China, and out of the mouth of the beast, artificial intelligence, CERN, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. By the way, they call Yuval Noah Harari the prophet. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. Yuval Noah Harari. They call him the prophet. And it says, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth. That's like the leaders of the earth and of the whole world to gather them for that battle of that great day of God Almighty. So all of those things are happening. China and Russia are teaming up. The false prophet is showing up. The Euphrates River is drying up. And again, all this is a big convergence.
Yes. So you were bringing up the social credit score, which of course, you know, is what they need, you know, to use the control of the digital currency. Right. Well, in the AI world society, they call it the social value reward system.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, so, that's nice.
Yeah. It sounds so much better, doesn't it? It sounds like it's a meritocratic kind of, you know, you're socially rewarded for your value. And yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a social credit system, but that's exactly what it is. So they're using China as the model. But what they really want is to create this internationalist world order with AI being the centralized governing body and essentially the cyber state. And yeah, this is a picture of it. So they have the Global Enlightenment Mountain, which looks like this seraphim. And then they have, and this is all digital. So they have they did a whole symposium on Ukraine and how they have to rebuild Ukraine because it was decimated after the war. Does it sound familiar? You know, Build Back Better. So,
right.
Yeah. So they're going to rebuild Ukraine and make it the centralized hub of this digital AI world society. And it'll be connected to all these other smart cities, C40 cities, 15-minute cities around the world. So they're using China as the model. And yes, X, as you pointed out, Elon's every company that he's had has had X in the name in some capacity, or almost every. Yeah.
And, Madonna, whenever she does her satanic performances, she always wears an X eye patch. Little Nas X is the first satanic rapper. The number X or the letter X in Greek equals 600. So whenever you see XXX, that's 666. They're just throwing it out there. I mean, X is the symbol of Satan, and they're not hiding it anymore. And Musk, he has over the years continued to post more and more just obviously satanic, anti-human posts. So if we go back to May 7th of 2018, he posts the following. It says, he says, Rococo Basilisk. All right, so everybody can look it up. This R-O-C-O-C-O Basilisk. And that is the thought experiment, which is where the humans invent an AI that kills everybody. And apparently that is why he and Grimes became lovers, is because Grimes loves the idea of Rococo Basilisk. That's May 7th, 2018, if people want to look that up. Then on November 16th of 2020, he posts, creating synthetic mRNA for cures and vaccines is the future of medicine. Turns it mostly into software and a modeling problem. He says, November 16th of 2020. He goes on to say, CureVac, Moderna, and a few others. Tesla makes the machine CureVac uses to go from gene sequence to trillions of lipid-coated mRNA strands. So just so we're clear, the guy who's rolling out the technology, again, if you were looking for kind of a Captain Obvious example here. So this right here, this is Musk, this is Schwab, this is Harari, this is Xi Jinping. All four of these nefarious idiots are in favor of the following four things. They all want to put mRNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body.
Yes.
They're all in favor of universal basic income.
Yes.
They're all in favor of self-driving cars, cars that can be turned on or off. Cars
like the one that just killed Mitch McConnell's wife, right? Right.
And they're all in favor of transhumanism. They love it. They love it. They love it. And so the idea that conservatives could somehow be rallying around Elon Musk, to me, is complete and utter jackassery. I mean, this would be like, let me give you four or five examples in a row. This would be like conservative women teaming up to legalize prostitution to raise money for kids who grew up in the sex trade. I mean, this would be like Christian women saying we need to legalize prostitution and tax it and use that money to support women that have been, you know, corrupted in the sex trade or something. This would be like a legalizing marijuana and using the tax dollars from marijuana to help stop drug use. I mean, this would be like legalizing alcohol for minors and then using the profits from it to stop alcoholism. I mean, this would be like, it's just a perverse mindset that anybody with a sound mind, sound mind could be supporting Elon Musk. But again, Elon Musk, I mean, he puts it out, obviously. I mean, he says October 4th, 2022. I don't know why conservatives can't seem to read this, but he posts on October 4th, 2022. He writes, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app. He's openly saying that. And I don't know how anybody with a sound mind could see that. Wow. I mean, he's posting on October 16th of 2022. Deus Ex Machina, which stands for God, Satan, Machine. What? October 31st of 2022, he posts Halloween with my mom and he dresses up like Baphomet, which is the transgendered sign of Satan. His lady friend, Grimes, wrote an album called Misanthropocene, which prophesied COVID-19. And yet there are some conservatives, not your listeners, who are going, I think he's probably a good guy. He's probably a white hat who's working to help us. What? It's just so crazy, the jackassery being demonstrated by, I find that there are, it's disturbing, it's sad, maybe it's predictable, maybe we should have expected it, but most conservatives that I know think Elon Musk is great. He's saying, buy my cars that we're reliant upon China and countries to hate us in order to buy the materials needed to make the Tesla. And the Tesla is actually worse for the environment than gas guzzling vehicle. And yet conservatives are buying Teslas to show their support for Musk standing up for free speech. What? It's just jackassery.
I couldn't agree more. Well, anybody who's read the, I call them the grand architects of geopolitics. I know that's actually not what the word geopolitics actually means, but the futurists like Kissinger, Brzezinski, they talked about having the tensions like intentionally being stoked between the East and the West, and the ideologies like communism and fascism and capitalism all being pitted against each other so that they could ultimately be subverted by the technocracy. And who was Elon Musk's grandfather? He was the director of Technocracy Inc. So, yes.
Come on. Who was it? Who was his grandfather, Elon Musk's grandfather?
I don't know his name, but I know he was the director of Technocracy Inc. I believe it was in the 30s. There was a whole department of technocracy out of Columbia University in the 30s. People think of technocracy as like a new term, but it's not. One could argue the Bible prophesies technocracy. But even as early as the 30s, they were literally talking about a technocratic world takeover. Yeah. Musk's grandfather had Canadian technocracy movement.
There's a guy by the name of Werner von Braun. And this guy, Werner von Braun, he predicted that a man by the name of Elon would eventually rule over Mars. Who did? Yeah, look it up, folks. Just type it into Google. German engineer predicted man named Elon would conquer Mars in 1952 model. Well, Werner von Braun, this is a famous Nazi scientist who is one of the founding members of NASA. And so I just want to be very clear that NASA in Hebrew means the great deception. And that's what NASA is doing. So now we go back to the eclipse. So on April
8th. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen. I've got a little clip I want to play for you. I'm going to tell you what Yuval Noah Harari wants to happen, but I can't tell you what's going to happen. This is Yuval talking about what has to happen to reset the world. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Here we go.
You need a catastrophe in order to focus people's minds, in order to change. Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
Okay, so he's saying only a catastrophe, can shake us and lead us into a... Let's listen to it one more time.
Change. Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
So they're trying to cause a catastrophe. Now, Prince wrote a little ditty called Purple Rain.
Yes.
Purple Rain. What? Folks, look it up. Purple Rain. So Prince wrote this song called Purple Rain. And the song Purple Rain is about the end of the world. The end of the world, Purple Rain. And so if you look at the last time CERN, the Hadron Collider, turned on, purple clouds began forming over CERN. And for anybody who hasn't looked this up, you just type in to Google, you can type in CERN clouds. You'll see it. The images made their way onto mainstream media. And it was a purple cloud that kept forming over CERN. And people that are not awake, people that are not researching, people that don't read the Bible, people that aren't into saving the world, people that are just, you know, passersby, they started taking photos with their phones and going, why is there a purple cloud over CERN as they're firing up the Hadron Collider? What's going on? And so there you go. So CERN is trying to open up a portal into another dimension. And Prince described the end of the world as a purple rain. So all I could say is that the red heifers, they're now in Israel. What does that mean? For anybody who doesn't know, Yuval Noah Harari is now calling for the rebuilding of the third temple. He wants to build the third temple. Now, for anybody out there that doesn't know this, the Bible states that the Antichrist will hop into the new temple and declare that he is God. That's where the Antichrist will begin his reign, right? His reign, right? And so Yuval Noah Harari is trying to call for the rebuilding of the third temple, where they're going to change the times and the laws. And that's the plan. And so the red heifers are now in Israel, and in order to rebuild the temple, the tradition or the religion or the Bible states that you have to have red heifers that are blemish-free, ready to go before you can rebuild the temple. So I don't know exactly how they're going to get there, but I can just say that those that want to rebuild the temple are saying that the time to sacrifice the red heifers, it's imminent. It's imminent. So much so that Hamas said the reason why they attacked Israel when they did is because of the presence of the red heifers. That's been reported by Glenn Beck and others. So there's a convergence. The red heifers are ready to be sacrificed. You've all know Harari is very excited about rebuilding the temple. You have CERN turning on the Hadron Colliders on April 8th. NASA is shooting up the serpent deity rockets into the eclipse. The eclipse is set to go. So I think what's going to happen is these people are going to try to cause a catastrophe. Now, if you look up CERN and you do your research on it tonight, they have this thing called an electronic magnetic field, an electromagnetic field that is somehow disturbed by CERN. So whenever CERN tries to open up portals into other dimensions, it messes with the electromagnetic field on the Earth. It causes various problems. I am not a scientist. I'm just reporting to you what CERN has said that happens. And so they're just trying to cause a catastrophe. They're trying to cause a problem. The word sabotage is in reference to the Oriental traditions, is what the meaning was. People would throw their shoe called sabo. They'd throw their shoes called sabo into this machine, causing sabotage. So I believe they're going to try to cause a catastrophe that they believe they can only solve through global governance. That's their plan.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like their plan. That certainly seems like where they're going. They never let a crisis come loose, and they also never miss an opportunity to create a crisis. So, yeah. So I think this looks like a perfect opportunity for. I have heard the theory that they're going to use it to execute martial law And I could totally see that. It's bizarre. I mean, the schools closing is the most bizarre thing to me. I remember seeing an eclipse when I was in elementary school. I was terrified because they told me, you know, that you could go blind if you looked at it. So I was like super scared all day long. They didn't close the school, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very strange, yeah.
Well, I'll just say this, and my closing thoughts would be this. Yeah. A, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, should we not be raptured first? If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have the June 7th and 8th Reawaken America Tour in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm not attacking any other events. I'm just being very clear on this. Our events, you can name your price. And I do that because I think everybody deserves to be able or should be able to be should be affordable for everyone to hear from Dr. Stella Emanuel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Laura Trump. Insert the name of said big truther. I mean, Dr. Peter McCullough. Roseanne, Jim Brewer. So we let people name their price to these events, not because I'm obsessed with losing money, but because my wife and I just feel like everybody deserves to be able to hear the truth. And so I encourage everybody, we have just under 700 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour in Detroit, Michigan, the final confirmed event that we have. Now, if Eric Trump and General Flynn wish to do another event, I'm happy to do it, but this is the final confirmed event that we have. And the purpose, again, for doing these is so you can hear the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and you can name your price. So again, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com, request a ticket, and boom. Second is if you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free, that's also available for free to download at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And then finally, if you want to learn about CERN, if you say, should I be concerned about CERN? Well, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have a button there called CERN, and there you can learn about your concerns related to CERN. It's all right there, and you just click the CERN button, and there are many, many, many videos, a plethora of videos available, videos of links, of citations, so you can learn about CERN. And I would just say that whether you folks are aware of CERN or not, whether I'm aware of CERN or not, whether we believe that the solar eclipse is significant or not, CERN does, NASA does, and they are launching these Serpent Deity rockets into the eclipse. That's NASA, which in Hebrew means, again, folks, pop quiz, boop, boop. It means great deception. They're launching those, and then the Serpent Deity, it's so Satan God, shooting rockets up there at the eclipse. You got CERN opening up, turning on the Hadron Collider, which they say they're trying to recreate the Big Bang, isolate the God particle. Stephen Hawking has said if CERN is successful, they may cause black holes and the end of humanity. So all those things are happening simultaneously. So I would highly recommend that everybody out there, you're aware of it. And then, you know, I'd recommend that you read the Bible. And specifically in the Bible, Jesus says these specific things have to happen before he returns. And you say, where in the Bible does it say that? Mark chapter 13. Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 21. I didn't write any of those chapters. I feel very good about them. They were written by God. Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13. You should read it tonight. And then if you say, well, where's the hope? You're being negative. You're black pill. You're black at me. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I am eternally optimistic. I really do believe in eternity and salvation, and I believe the Bible is accurate. However, I'm a earthly pessimistic, but I am eternally optimistic. But as it relates to earth, since birth, I've been an eternal pessimist. As it relates to eternity, I'm very much optimistic.
Well, thank you so much for all of that. Do you think, though, that humans still just, even though Earth may be doomed, or as you say, you're earthly pessimistic, that doesn't mean we should just give up and sit back, right? That's why you do all the things you do.
Yeah. And never. I mean, I'm just being real. I mean, I grew up very, very poor, and I looked around and realized, you know what? The statistical probability of me becoming unpoor by hanging around these people was very low. So I moved to a different town, moved to a different state, and started my own business. And then when I looked around the people who I was around with, my friends and family at that time, I recognized, you know what? If I hang around these people, I'm going to continue to be poor. So I decided to surround myself with people that were successful and ask them how they did it. And I did it. Not because I'm a negative person, but just I recognize that the statistical probability of becoming successful if I hang around people that are not successful is very low. And so I looked at the facts, and then I decided to act. And I think that's what you have to do, is you have to look at the facts and act. And so I told my friends and family back in the day, I said, look, they're good. If they do a lockdown in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I know they're going to do it, I know the pastors will not stand up. I'm going to sue the mayor, and I'm going to turn my building into a church, because I know these pastors, I know them well, and I know they're going to lock down. And everyone said to me, they'll never lock down. We'll never do a quarantine. And that's what they did. So again, I typically bet against humanity because I watch how humanity caves whenever there's any type of pushback at all. I just encourage everybody out there, decide what you're going to do and refuse to comply or your freedom will die and America will die. So I encourage everybody, get involved, get engaged. And again, that's why the Reawaken America Tour exists, is we are 100% committed to doing everything we possibly can do to save this nation. But I'm also aware, if you read the Bible, Matthew 5:10 through 11, it says, "Blessed are ye which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven." So if you follow God, you will be persecuted.
That's just it.
If you follow God, you will be persecuted. And most of the apostles died a violent death. So make sure you remember that, folks.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we'll put all the links below. Go to Time to Free America. And thank you so much for everything you do and for spending this time with us this morning.
You are the best. You are absolutely the best. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Courtney.
You're welcome. Thank you all for watching and listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.